There was no address on the letter. Not at the top, not at the bottom, not on the back of the envelope. They'd left me and not told me where they'd gone. "This is terrible," I said.
"Can I help?"
said the man. He was still standing there on the pavement. "I'm looking for my parents," I said.
"They don't live there," he pointed out.
"I know," I said, shaking the letter at him. "I can read." He gave me a firm stare. Yes, a very intense-looking fellow. It was probably the eyebrows that did it. He had dark hair, a thick comma of it hung over his right eye, nearly down to his eyebrow. Those eyebrows were so thick and dark, I couldn't decide if they were brooding and masculine eyebrows or bushy, don't trust me, I'm a werewolf eyebrows. 50% James Bond, 50% Wolfman. Secret Agent Wolfman in corduroy.
"Ah," he said, suddenly understanding. "You mean the previous occupants, the Belkins?"
I didn't like the idea of myself and my parents being referred to as previous occupants. I was still grieving.
"You know my parents?" "No, I just know they cancelled their papers," he said, which was an odd thing to say. "Have you tried phoning them?"
"Of course I've tried. Hang on." I pulled out my phone and dialed my mum's mobile number. It made a funny noise. I looked at the screen.